We're going to go tonight to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. I know it might feel like I was only reading this chapter a few weeks ago, but I want to just develop another theme of wisdom. And actually, what I'm going to, the topic I'm going to take now is actually, James already heard this, because this was the very last series of teaching that I did before I left the UK.
Okay, this is
Jane.
Okay.
But I've, as always, you relook at a subject, you add bits, and the Lord gives you other things. And so I want us to read verse 7 to 12. Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Verses, we looked at this at the beginning of the year, because we've been, really since the beginning of this year, I've been looking at, in one way or another, the theme of wisdom. And the first verse we read, verse 7, says this: wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. And as we've looked at the subject of wisdom, walking in wisdom, and just recently we looked at one of the benefits of walking in wisdom is entering into the rest of God. You know, but as we go through this topic that I'm going to start taking now, we're going to look at another aspect of walking in wisdom. And that is that of humility. As we humble ourselves, we are elevated and exalted. The scripture teaches us that. And it says here in this passage we read in verse 8, talking about wisdom, it says, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. You know, when we embrace wisdom, when we walk in wisdom, when we lift up wisdom, you know, wisdom itself will exalt us and raise us up. Now, we don't have to, you know, many people think, they take worldly wisdom and they say, because I'm wise, and they make themselves, they puff themselves up and make themselves to be something special. But that's not the way of wisdom. You know, wisdom actually humbles itself under God, and then wisdom will exalt us and raise us up. Yeah. You know, these verses that we've read, 7 and 8 here, tell us that if we deal rightly in wisdom, we will be exalted and promoted. Amen. Wisdom will honor us. Wisdom will make our way so that we don't stumble. Amen. You know, when we walk in wisdom, yes, we find that we are exalted and promoted. You know, verse 8, as we've just read, tells us that we are to exalt wisdom and she will promote us. You know, and as we go through, over the next few weeks, God willing, we're going to see how certain individuals in the Bible applied this principle of walking in wisdom and how God raised them up. And we'll see some of the teaching that goes with it. But first of all, before we look at anything else, I want to give you a short illustration. Now, this particular place I'm going to talk about, I Can't remember where it was. I have a hunch that it was here in Malta, but I can't be sure. And, you know, there were a few years ago, we were away somewhere. I think it was here, but it could have been anywhere else that we've been. And we were in a hotel. And I thought it very strange at the time, because when you checked in at the reception desk, or you came into the hotel entrance, before you could go up in the lift or up the stairway to the floors of the hotel, you had to first go down a few steps. So you came into the hotel, you went down two or three steps, then you had access to the lifts and the other staircase up to the upper floors. Now, I thought that was quite strange at the time, but you know, this is going to be the theme of this topic, that in order to ascend or to be exalted, you must first go down. You must first humble yourselves. You know, all too often what we want to do is to promote ourselves, give ourselves the credit, because we think that's going to get us noticed, that will make us a name, but that's not right, that's not scriptural. If we lift up wisdom, we've read, if we exalt wisdom, or let's put it another way, if we lift up Jesus, who is our wisdom, we will be promoted. We will be exalted. If we humble ourselves, again, the scripture says this, and we'll come onto this, if not tonight, on another occasion. If we humble ourselves under God, we will be exalted. We will be raised up. So, back in when I first preached this back in 2013, just before leaving the UK, I gave the title of this topic, The First Step Up is Down. And I think it caused some confusion amongst the church, because they didn't grasp the logic. But how could the first step up be a step down? Well, I've retitled the subject, the topic for this study, and we're going to be looking at the humility of wisdom. The humility of wisdom. So, let's go to a scripture, because we won't get anywhere unless we read some scriptures. Luke 14. We're going to start with a parable that Jesus taught. And we read it in Luke 14, verse 7. Now, don't forget, as we go through this topic, I want you to remember, I perhaps won't use it that often, because it's not the title of my topic this time. But remember that thought. The first step up is down. So, if you want to go up, you've got to step down. So, Luke 14, verse 7. So, Jesus told a parable to those who were invited, when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast. Now, Jesus is in the situation, he's been invited into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees, he's been invited there for something to eat, and he noticed that there was a man before him that was sick, and he ministered healing to that man, And then he began this parable, and he said, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, in this parable, Jesus was talking about a man who came, who was invited to a feast, and he presented this scenario where this man that came in occupied the best seat in the place, in the room. Then, after that man came, somebody who was a little bit more important in the town, somebody who was a bit higher up. And this first man, because he was sitting in the best seat, the seat reserved for this important guest, was shamed when he was asked to go and sit lower down the table. And then Jesus gave them the advice. He says, look, he says that when you go to a feast, he says, occupy the lower places. First take the lower place, so that when the master of the feast comes, he can see you sitting in the lower place and say, hey, friend, he says, or brother, look, don't sit down there. Come and sit up the top of the table. Come and sit in the best place. And then you will be exalted. This is what Jesus was teaching. Rather than having to go through the humiliation of having to be moved from the higher place to the low place, there's the glory of being brought up higher. If we want to go higher, we want to be exalted. The lesson here is, and what we've seen in Proverbs, is that we need to first go down and humble ourselves. Now, this is the teaching throughout the New Testament. It's not just an isolated case. It's not just something I'm picking from this chapter. But you'll see this time and again through the New Testament. You know, this teaching that we must humble ourselves so that we might be exalted. Let's just turn over a few pages to John's Gospel, chapter 3. Because we're going to learn a lesson, and we're going to see this again on another occasion, maybe, God willing, next week or the week after. But we're going to learn a lesson from John the Baptist. Because in this chapter, chapter 3, John chapter 3, we have a man who, I was going to say, he knew his place. He didn't claim to be anything special other than what God had told him. When he was questioned, are you the Christ? Are you the coming one? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. You know, make the path straight, prepare the way, preparing the way for the coming of the Lord. He didn't assume greatness. He humbled himself. You know, we've had dealings with people that they've been born again, and all of a sudden, over the course of a few months or two or three years, these new Christians have suddenly decided that God, now I'm not saying this wasn't the case, but God had something important for them to do. And you got the sense from talking to them that they were, in their eyes, more important than everybody else because God had called them to do something. And what actually happened, and we found out later, is that God hadn't called them to anything, and they were just looking for the limelight, and they wanted to make a name for themselves, and so they could say that, you know, this, I've done this, and I've done this. But John the Baptist wasn't like that. He wasn't looking for grandeur. He wasn't looking for status. He wasn't looking for anything else other than doing what God had put on his heart. And he said, I am preparing the way for the Lord. But he makes a statement in this chapter, in verse 30, which really shows the level of his humility. He says, talking about Jesus, because they, he says, look, he says, didn't I told you I'm not the Christ, but I've been sent before him. I'm not the bridegroom. And he says, look, then he says about Jesus, look, he says, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, I must decrease. To be exalted, we must become less.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, what John's saying here, and this is actually something that we could all say, and we should all say, everything that's of me must become less, so that all of him becomes greater. Now, when we exalt Jesus, when we exalt, as I said at the beginning, who is our wisdom, when we exalt wisdom, when we exalt the Lord, then we will be lifted up, we will be raised up. He must increase, I must decrease. The Apostle Peter, in his first letter, his first epistle, actually, Peter and James write the same thing. Now don't forget, Peter was one of the closest disciples to Jesus. You find when Jesus went anywhere, if he wasn't alone, either the whole of the people went with him, or we find that he took just Peter, James and John. Now Peter, so he was one of the closest. And he writes in chapter 5, verse 5, he says this. Now, he's given advice to the younger people in the church. Not just the younger, I don't believe, not just the younger in age, but the younger in Christianity too. So, the new Christians and also the youth and young people. And he says this, he says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, now he's addressing everybody, he says, yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, he says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And Peter's saying, he says, look, he says, if you humble yourself, if you submit to one another, God will raise you up. If you take the lower place, God will exalt you. If you humble yourselves, you will be raised. Because God resists the proud, but he gives grace, he gives favor. That word grace can be translated as favor. He gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he, not, he didn't say so that I may exalt you, or somebody else in the church may exalt, or your brother may lift you up, that God will exalt you in due time. He may exalt you in due time. Now, humility, or to be humble, whichever word you want to use, is to submit yourself to someone higher or greater. So it's putting yourselves under them. In other words, it's making yourself lower. Lower than somebody else. Now, a student should submit to their teacher. Why? Because the student does not know more than the teacher. The student is there to learn and take. So they submit to the teacher, to his knowledge, his wisdom, his earthly wisdom, or even his spiritual wisdom. And they submit to the master, and they are raised up. They're taught. They're brought on. Now, humility. I think this is an important point to make here. Humility is not to make ourselves so great or build ourselves up. Humility is submission or submitting ourselves to God. When I'm talking here in this topic about humility or humbling yourself, we're talking about to God. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. We just read in verse 6. If we make ourselves great, or we build ourselves up, or as we read in the parable, we take the highest seat, then that's pride. And God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. Humility will exalt us. So, if we want to be raised up, how can I say this without making it sound wrong? If we want God to exalt us, we've got to learn to take the first step down. Our first step to being raised is to go down. Now, James says the same thing in chapter 4. So if you want to just come back to James with me. James chapter 4. Now James, he was close to Jesus too. Why? Because he was his brother. He's a family man. Now they may not have, in the early days, they may not necessarily have agreed with what Jesus was doing, but you know, nevertheless, he was a family. He knew Jesus. He was close to Jesus. And James writes this in verse 6. James 4:6. He says, again, it's talking about God, it's talking about Jesus. He says, he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. They're both quoting the same verse in Proverbs. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, he says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, if we're having problems in the area of temptation, the first thing we must do is submit to God. Resist the devil, and then he will flee from us. Why? Because we've brought ourselves into that position where we've humbled ourselves under God. So when the devil comes with a temptation, or we're tempted to do something which isn't right, well, obviously it wouldn't be right, so it wouldn't be a temptation. But whenever temptation comes, we submit ourselves. We're putting ourselves in the place where God can exalt us and raise us up. Why? Because we are humbling ourselves under him. So he says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then a little bit later on in verse 10, he says this, he says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now, another thing about humility, because I find that a lot of people have a misconception of what being humble is. Now, I believe from reading the Word of God and looking at what the Scripture says, particularly these verses here, humility, or being humble, is not making ourselves to be or to feel so unworthy, which so poor, so debased, because that's, you hear some people's prayer, and I know perhaps they're praying in all sincerity and they don't perhaps don't realize what they're saying, but when they say, oh Lord, I'm so unworthy, I don't, that's, and that they think by those words and those actions that they're being humble before, well, that's not humbleness, that's not humility. Actually, that's a form of pride.
That's right.
It's an inverted pride, if you can say that. Because what being humble is submitting yourself to God and what He says about you. Now, we can find scriptures where God tells us that we are blessed. We should be the head and not the tail. Yet we make ourselves the tail so very often, and we don't. We think it's presumptuous of us to say that we are the head. Well, that's what the scripture says. We are the head, not the tail. You know, so to make ourselves lower than what God has placed us is pride. Because watch us, we're looking at ourselves and saying, well, this is what I am. It's not what God says about me. It's what I think of myself. So that's a type of pride, an inverted pride, if that's the right terminology to use. Now, to conclude, let's go to one more scripture. Let's look at the greatest example of them all, Jesus Himself. In the book of Philippians chapter 2. It's a well-known scripture. It wouldn't harm us to read quite a lot, but because of time, just let's just go to verse 5. Now, Paul here is talking about Jesus, his example. The example of humility. He says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, there we see the example of Jesus, humbling himself. Now, in the Garden of Gethsemane, we haven't got time to go and look at these scriptures tonight, but in the Garden of Gethsemane, we don't see Jesus coming out with the words that he's so unworthy to pay the, to go this, take this, this, drink this cup and go this way. You know, we don't see him saying, well, he's, you know, why me, Father? You know, why can't one of these do it? You know, I'm better than them, I'm better than that. We don't see none of that at all. We find Jesus in the garden when faced with the prospect of what was about to take place. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Not what I will. I lay that aside. I humble myself. I bring myself under your submission, Father. Submitting myself to your will. You know, he submitted to his Father. We've seen on previous occasions that Jesus only did and said what he heard from his Father. In all his ministry, he only did what his father told him to do. He only said what the father told him to say. That's submission. That's humility. And because he was humble, because he humbled himself, he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And it was a cruel means of execution. It wasn't humane. You know, we know Jesus was, he was on the cross just a few hours before he died. But the act of breaking the legs of the people that were being crucified was only done to speed up the process of their death. Because the whole body dropped and they suffocated. But people, it's been recorded in history that people were, could be on this cross for days, yes, hanging. It was inhumane. But yet he humbled himself to that type of death, that execution. And because of that, God has highly exalted him. God raised him up. And we see in the life of Jesus, because he humbled himself, God raised him up. And if we humble ourselves under God, he will raise us up. He will exalt us. He will bring us higher. You know, that Jesus taught another parable, and we've seen it time and again. You know the parable, this is in Luke's Gospel 18, where it's about the Pharisee and the tax collector. You know, and the Pharisee looks at that praying before God, and the Pharisee's praying and say, look, I thank you, Lord, that I'm so much better than everybody else. And he looks down at the tax collector and says, I'm not like this one. I'm greater than him. I've got more respect. I've got a better status. And he pours out this rehearsed prayer to God. And yet the tax collector, just a few feet away from him, is on his knees, beating his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. No, a tax collector, a sinner, humbled himself under the hand of God. And Jesus said that that man, that tax collector, went home justified. God raised him up. The Pharisee, the religious man who was building himself up, he didn't get that elevation. He'd already had his reward. You know, he was exalted in his own eyes. And in that parable, Jesus reminds us that those who exalt themselves will be brought down, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. Amen. Amen.
Bravo.